We are joined right now by a forward for the LA Lakers. He is a six-time All-Star. He is an Olympic gold medalist. He was a national champion and a national player of the year at Kentucky. 27 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 blocks per game this season. Today he appears on behalf of Mobile One. I'm joined by Anthony Davis. Anthony, good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. Thanks for doing it. Listen, the team is coming off a loss in Indiana last night, but it was your first loss away from Staples this year. I understand you always want to win, but considering it was the fourth game of the road trip, the team was without you and Kyle Kuzma, how impressive was that performance to you?
It was very impressive. I mean, we have a lot to still work on, but, credit to Indiana. They played a hell of a game, shot the ball well. You know, we didn't shoot the ball well. We only had 14 turnovers, which is really good for us coming off a 22-turnover game in Atlanta. But I think we played well, just didn't execute down the stretch. We can learn from it heading to the Milwaukee game.
L.A. Laker Anthony Davis joining us here. So 28 games into your first season with the Lakers, what's it been like? Is it pretty much what you expected?
It's been great. It's been tons of fun. Obviously, when you're winning, everything is fine. It's been fun, but we gelling really, really good. The team is playing for each other, playing great defensively, playing great offensively, and just keep heading in the right direction. We want to play into June, and we're taking the right steps to move that way. But we try to learn from every loss and learn from every win, and guys love each other, guys respect each other, and as long as we keep doing the right things, keep playing for each other, keep playing hard on the defensive end, then we have a great chance of winning. But we try to stay in the moment and make sure that everyone's on the same page and keep following the game plans and taking one game at a time.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that up, because from the outside, one of the most impressive aspects of the Lakers team to me is you've got a new coaching staff, you've got a number of new faces, but it seems like y'all got on the same page pretty quickly. How have you been able to do that and gel the way you have?
We had a lot of time in the summertime. Guys came out to Vegas, and we had a couple days in Vegas where we trained. Guys came earlier back to L.A. to get some work in. So, guys really gelled quickly on the team off the court as well. So I think all those things help play a part in team camaraderie and team chemistry. And our team chemistry is at an all-time high. We've been – doing everything together off the floor. And then so when you play on the floor, it makes everything a lot easier. You trust the next guy. You trust the next guy on the shot. You trust the guys behind you on defense. And that way we've been able to gel and win ball games.
Anthony Davis is joining us on behalf of Mobile One, which we will talk about in 1 minute. You mentioned chemistry. So your coaches and your teammates talk about the chemistry you and LeBron have had both on the floor and off the floor, and how it makes it easier for everybody else. How would you describe the connection you have with him, both on and off the floor?
Connection is great on the floor. Connection is great off the floor. He's been a guy that who's kind of helped me through this whole process, especially in the offseason when everything was just happening for me. And then on the floor, he makes everyone's job so much easier. He's able to pass the ball. He's able to shoot the ball. His leadership, the way he dominates the game, he's been nothing but great for us. And he's been able to help everyone out. And then off the floor, us two, like two peas in a pod, man. We do everything together. So it's only going to help us on the floor just the way it helps everyone on the team. So me and LeBron have been great together and been gelling well together, and it's only going to get better.
See, the thing is, you're making my job easier, too. I'm just going to follow you around. For instance, playing with LeBron, you made the point a few weeks back that you're now in a spot where you can have a game where maybe you score 5 or 6 points in the first half, and the team is still leading by quite a bit. At the same time, you also take pressure off him. So what's it like to be in this situation knowing that you don't have to carry the load every single night yourself?
That's been good. And same goes for him. He mentioned the other day where he don't, feel pressure to go and have to score, a ton of points every game. And, he can kind of pace himself through the game to get in a rhythm and don't have to force anything. And same goes for me. And it's not just me and him, but everybody on the team is able to score the basketball and kind of do their own thing. So, everyone plays for each other. And like I said, we trust the next guy. We trust the next pass. And so, therefore, when the game – we all get in the game rhythm, and guys trust each other. And, it kind of takes a lot of pressure off me and Bron as well when we have other guys who are able to score the ball.
Talking to Anthony Davis for a few more moments. You know, when you mentioned the other guys, how about this? You had 50 points against Minnesota over a week ago, and you're playing defensive player of the year level defense. But the story goes that in that 50-point game, you weren't really thinking about 50 until Avery Bradley started saying, hey, man, you got to go for it. You got 27. And then DeMarcus Cousins got into it, and Rajon Rondo as well. What kinds of things were these guys saying to you?
They're saying you have to go get it. Like I said, you have to go get 50, and that's the thing about our team. I mean, everyone wants to see everyone succeed. You know, no one is jealous because, oh, he's scoring all the points or jealous he's shooting all the shots. You know, everyone has the utmost respect for each other and wants to see everybody, you know, have fun. So those guys were telling me, like, you're this close, you have to go get it. And they made a conscious effort to make sure that I was going to get 50 that game. And I think I missed, like, two shots before to get it, and, you know, they kept running plays for me to make sure I got it. So that was a cool part about it, to see your teammates try to also see you get an accomplishment.
L.A. Laker Anthony Davis joining us. Now, after that 50-point game, Danny Green was so impressed. He said that he still thinks you have another level, another gear. Yeah. Does it feel that way to you? I mean, is there another level for you to get to? And if so, what does that look like?
I hope so. I hope Danny's right. Yeah, I mean, I think we all do. Like I said, we just started finding our rhythm offensively. We've been great defensively all year, but we just started finding our rhythm offensively. So I think we all have another gear. And once we get guys back healthy, myself, Kuz, you know, Avery still finding his way back into the team, you know, when he's been gone for like 4 weeks. So once guys get back healthy and back in their rhythm, I think, you know, we're going to be even more dominant.
Anthony, quickly, in terms of health, you've been dealing with that ankle injury. Do you expect to play tomorrow night against Milwaukee?
I hope so. You know, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure I can suit up, but got to continue to get treatment and see how it feels tomorrow.
It's great talking Laker basketball with you. Now, you're working with Mobile One and their $250,000 sweepstakes. Lay that out for me. How does that work? How do the fans get involved?
Yeah, the fans get involved by registering at mobileone.us/onTheLine, and a fan has a chance to win $250,000 if I record 5 or more points, rebounds, assists, blocks, and steals. So it's tough. It's going to be a tough one to do all that, but, you know, I'm going to give it a great effort. And, you know, they can start registering now, and it's over a 10-game stretch between December 28th and January 15th. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. So whoever that lucky fan is, I got your back. Also, fans can also win. Two fans can win a signed basketball every game as well. So that's another cool thing.
Nice job. That is fun. One last thought. You've been to the playoffs in the past, but you're on a team that's got the potential to not just get in, but make a deep run, contend for an NBA title. When you think about that, how much does that motivate and excite you?
Motivates me a lot, especially with having a guy like LeBron on my side, who's been there X amount of times. Now he went. Besides last year, 8 in a row. So, you know, I think we have a pretty good chance with him being on the team. But that's everyone's goal, the whole organization. We want to make sure that we come in and have that type of mindset. And, you know, for me personally, that's one of my goals. And not just to get there, but, you know, to be the last one standing. So that motivates our entire team. And when we don't play well, we know we took a step backwards. And, you know, I think that's why our bounce back games are always so great, because we know that we don't have, you know, any room for error. We want to make sure we come out and do what we're supposed to do each and every game.
Six-time All-Star and an Olympic gold medalist, and appearing today on behalf of Mobile One, Anthony Davis. AD, you look good. You sound great. I really appreciate the visit. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great talking to you, AD. Thank you. Anthony Davis coming up big in the jungle.